day had come today that Coffee Mumbo Jumbo was daring to put milk to the Cult of Dawn version 12, roasted by Workshop Coffee, Richard Shannon, the master roaster there. And of course, they do serve it as a flat white and as a latte and as an espresso. But up to now, I haven't dared put milk to it. I wanted to let it degas just a little bit more, maybe get a bit more body. And in fact, I've done a few extractions today, which are much, much better. Had to go really fine on the Mahlkönig grind, so I can't go any finer. And I think it also kind of had a bit more pre-infusion, therefore, just because it sat a little longer in the basket, about 6 seconds before the first drops came through. And I also used the double-spouted porter filter today purely because I wanted to actually see what this tastes like with a single shot. So I had one of my cups there, which is the perfect cup for a flat white, just 5 ounces, 1 ounce of coffee and 4 ounces of milk, and then had a little shot glass on the other side. The extraction ran for 34 seconds, that's about right, and it yielded just about also the right amount. So in one cup and in the glass I had 18 grams, so that's 36 grams in 34 seconds. I think we can go with that. Now, the milk that I've added to it, first of all, I tried it as the single shot, and definitely the body is there. There's more richness and fullness, more creaminess on the body. It's still a very light, fruity, orangey kind of espresso. It takes you on a lovely journey as a single espresso, a single shot. So that's just as nice. Remember, actually, I've got the dose as if it was a double shot anyway, just letting it go through the double spouted porter filter. So the consistency should be exactly the same. It's just less in the shot. And then I added milk to it. And I must say, I've already had a sip, which just is absolutely beautiful. I'm gonna have another sip just to remind me. I think it was kind of milk chocolatey. So let me just have another sip. I mean, definitely, do you know what? That zestiness, that oranginess has actually disappeared. It's become a very mellow, smooth, milky drink that's more kind of, I can detect a bit of milk chocolate in there. So it's definitely not your dark chocolate, but it's extremely pleasant. It really surprises me that zestiness that you've got in the espresso has actually disappeared. Now, I don't really know why I kept it as a single shot to add milk. Maybe because the other day I talked to Talkhouse Coffee and Elise there, who's the head barista. She kind of let me into her own kind of secret, if you want, or what her palate kind of detects. It's like she actually compared coffee to a gin and tonic. Now, gin being the coffee and tonic being the milk. So sometimes, I mean, her perfect palate is really 1 to 4. So, but sometimes it can vary, you know. Sometimes you'd like to add more tonic to your gin, sometimes you don't. But now, for this time of morning, actually, to keep it like that on a single shot, and in fact, they serve it, a single shot of espresso into actually, they don't call it flat white, and she calls everything cappuccino. She just says, well, it depends how much milk I add to it, but it's a milk-based drink, and she calls it cappuccino. So anyway, it really is your palate that's going to detect what you like best, and going to determine what you like best. And I think like that, just keeping it at the ratio 1 to 4 was really perfect with this. With this espresso, it's growing on me as a milk drink. Although as a milk drink, I kind of prefer to have something that's a bit more, maybe darker chocolate. But this is very smooth, very easy drinking. It's quite delicious, really. So again, another experiment done with the Cult of Dawn version 12. Amazing how versatile it is and how different the taste can be just because you're adding another ingredient to it, and the amount, of course. That'd be interesting to have a double shot and then add some milk. Obviously, it's going to be a little less milk just to keep that cup. So maybe that'll be one experiment for tomorrow. But for today, really enjoying this Cult of Dawn version 12 with a bit of milk.